Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of January 8th, 2022. My name is Jane and I am your phonologist for this week. January is known as the cold and snowy month. It is also known as the great spirit moon named by the Ojibwa. On Sunday the 9th, while riding in the car, Jane noticed that snowdrifts in a field nearby NSCS looked like waves on a lake. On Saturday the 9th, Rose and her siblings were outside and built a huge snow fort. Kaya noticed her sliding door repeatedly freezing shut over the past few weeks. On Wednesday, January 12th, Autumn noticed a big pile of sparkling white snow sitting there, waiting to be built into a snow fort. So, Autumn decided to build one, and once inside, she looked up and saw the brightest blue sparkling snow in the sunlight. This Monday, Torin made a huge snow fort with Raphael, and there was a huge tunnel stretching about 20 feet or more. On Monday, January 10th, on her way to basketball practice, Autumn looked out the window and saw a thick, swirling gust of wind blowing the snow in the shape of a tornado. The snow on most trees is melting from the sun or getting blown off by the wind in our school forest. On the 9th, Anna noticed many deer and rabbit tracks in her snow at her house. While EE class on Tuesday, Gunny and Quinn noticed some deer bed in the woods. They knew it was a deer bed because there was deer hair inside. Also noticed some mouse tracks ending at a tree, which resulted into a mouse den. On January 13th, Lucille noticed some sort of coyote or wolf track on her driveway. We learned in EE class that wolf tracks look like they have an X in the middle of their pads. Great horned owls are beginning to mate this month. Fun fact, because of the freezing temperatures, the female great horned owl must start incubating as soon as the egg is laid. The male then feeds the female bird during the long incubation until the egg is hatched. On Sunday the 9th, Liv noticed other tracks leading out of a hole in the ice and disappearing into another one in Knife River. During EE, Drea noticed that there were a lot of small animal tracks on our school nature trail. On Monday the 9th, Anna saw a chickadee snatching some bird seed on the nature trail. While waiting for the bus, Sharon has been seeing many flocks of crows flying above the trees beside her driveway. On Sunday the 9th, Xenia saw three bald eagles on the side of the road when driving to Appleton, Wisconsin. On Thursday the 13th, while driving to school, Isis saw several bald eagles. On Tuesday, January 11th, the sky had all different colors of, like pink, blue, and yellow just above Lake Superior. When the air temperature is colder than the water temperature of Lake Superior, it's fun to view the sea smoke above the water. Miss Jackson had a great view of this on Saturday the 8th on a bright but cold sunny day. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.